This is Chris. We're just about to have a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what'll happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Do not adjust your radio.
Okay. It's that chicken.
Shh, quiet.
Ooh, touchy, touchy.
So just drop it, all right?
All right, all right.
Ow, you hurt me.
Connie Kendall. Welcome to Kids Radio. I have a very important topic to talk about tonight, and it's based on 1 Corinthians 6:12. Let's read it together, okay?
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not good for me to do. All things are lawful for me, but I will not let anything make me its slave.
Very good. Now, normally I tell you what the topic is right off the bat, but this time, I want you to guess what it is. And to help you do that, the gang here at Kids Radio has cooked up a special presentation. You guys ready?
Almost.
Okay. I think we need just a few more minutes, so we'll take a little break and get started right after this.
Do not adjust your radio. We are in control. You are about to enter a different place, and yet one that isn't so different. It's a dimension of sound and mind, a land of shadows, substance, and a lot of weirdness. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Simon?
Yeah, Luella?
Where are we going?
This alley is a shortcut.
Looks kind of spooky. You think we should?
Sure. Nothing's gonna happen to us. Come on.
We present, for your consideration, Simon, who with his friend Luella is making his way to school.
So have you come up with any ideas on how to raise funds for the science club?
Not really. You?
As a matter of fact, yeah. Why don't we sell t-shirts with a picture of Albert Einstein on them?
Hey, that's not bad. Mr. Geerdorf will love it. It's a natural tie-in. But I don't know anything about getting t-shirts made.
I do. I helped do it with our church youth group. All we gotta do now is sell them.
That's great, Simon. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Psst, that!
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I don't know, what do you think it is?
It's me, you dopes.
Russell!
What are you doing?
I've been waiting for you.
Waiting for us?
Well, waiting for you, Simon. I know you come down this alley a lot.
What do you want?
Come over here, behind the trash bin. I want to show you something.
What?
Something you're gonna like. Trust me.
Trust you? I don't think so.
Don't make a federal case out of it. Just come here.
Oh, all right.
This better not be anything gross.
Don't worry, it's not.
Well then, what is it?
Ever seen one of these?
It's a toy chicken.
Not just a toy chicken. Listen.
Hello, my name is Henny. What's yours?
Cool.
Cool? Simon, it's a toy chicken.
But it talks.
Okay, it says its name. Big deal.
It does more than that.
I have a friend who talks so much, when she goes to the beach, her tongue gets sunburned.
That's funny.
See, it makes you laugh.
So it tells corny jokes.
I like you. Let's be best friends.
Hear that? He likes you.
Oh, brother.
Want to give it a try, Simon?
This is ridiculous. Come on, Simon. We need to get to school.
You got plenty of time before school. What do you say, Simon?
Well...
Simon, I can't believe you're actually thinking about this.
It looks kind of fun.
Fun? It's a toy chicken that tells goofy jokes. What's fun about it?
I don't know. There's just something about it that's kind of cool.
Sure. Go on, Simon. Give it a try.
No. Simon, this is weird. I've heard about these guys and their chickens. They're trouble. I want you to come to school with me right now.
Okay, Luella. Don't get so upset. Sorry, Russell. We gotta get to school.
All right, but you don't know what you're missing.
Are you all right, Simon?
Of course I am. It's no big deal. Come on, let's go.
But it was a big deal. For at lunch that day, when Luella wasn't around, Simon went looking for Russell.
Russell! Hey, Russell, wait up!
Well, well, if it isn't little Simon, where's your master, Luella?
I don't know. And she's not my master.
Yeah, right.
She's not! Look, I'm not here to talk about her. I want to try the chicken.
Shh! Quiet!
What's the matter?
I don't want everybody to hear.
Oh, sorry. So you got it with you?
At school? Are you crazy?
Then where is it?
Safe. Look, a bunch of us are gonna have a little chicken party right after school. If you're still interested, meet me near the bike rack.
Near the bike rack. I'll be there.
After school, Simon followed Russell and several other kids to an abandoned building near the school. Once they were inside, Russell moved a crate that sat in front of a hole in the wall. Inside the hole was a backpack, and inside the backpack was...
It's a chicken.
The chicken.
All right, dudes, let's party.
They all started passing the chicken around, each one having a pull at its string.
My name is Henny. What's yours?
Eric.
Is that your face, or did your neck blow a bubble? My apartment is so small, the mice are hunchbacked.
Simon saw how goofy the chicken was making everyone, and he didn't like it. He was just about to leave when suddenly the bird was placed in his hands.
Well, come on, Simon. Have a pull.
Simon looked at them and licked his lips nervously. He wanted to run, but he couldn't back down now, could he? He held up the chicken, grabbed its string, and slowly pulled.
Know what you get when you cross a cow with a porcupine? A steak with a built-in toothpick.
All right, Simon, do it again.
Yeah.
Again, Simon. Okay.
Let's be best friends. Take me home.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Not too good.
You pass him around.
No, I want to keep him.
Pass him around. Pass him around.
Hey, take it easy, everybody. There's plenty more where that came from. Look.
Russell reached into the wall and pulled out a huge sack filled with chicken.
What you got?
Old Russell's got birds for everyone.
Oh, he's got a sack. Hey, Russell.
Simon, welcome to the club.
Yeah, thanks. Listen, I gotta go.
Already?
Yeah, but listen, I was serious about wanting to keep the chicken. How much do you want for it?
$10.
Oh, well, I don't have it on me.
Oh, that's all right. Just give it to me at school tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Russell.
Hey, don't tell anyone about this. Got it?
Right. See ya.
Simon cradled Henny in his arms and listened to him all the way home. And all the way home, Henny made Simon laugh and feel great.
So the parrot said, I don't know. It must be the salt water in mine. You're a great guy. I like you.
I like you too, Henny.
Simon hid Henny where he was sure his parents would not find him.
They never come up in the treehouse. You'll be safe here.
Simon started spending a lot of time with Henny. He found the chicken to be very comforting, especially after a hard day at school or an argument with his parents, and would rush home just to be with him.
I know it's silly, Henny. I mean, you're just a toy, but there's something about you that makes me feel good.
I like you. Let's be best friends.
We are best friends, Henny.
Before long, Simon began climbing up to the treehouse before school to get a morning dose of Henny.
A duck walks into a store to buy some chapstick. The clerk says, you want that on your credit card? And the duck says, no, just put it on my bill.
Thanks, Henny. I needed that.
And then one day, as Simon was getting ready to go to school, the relationship grew even deeper.
Bye, Henny. I'll see you when I get home.
Take me with you.
What? I've never heard you say that before.
Take me with you.
Well, I'd like to. It'd be nice to have you with me during the day, but I really can't.
Take me with you.
Well, I suppose I could keep you in my backpack so no one would know.
Take me with you.
Okay, Henny, but just this once.
I like you.
This is weird.
Later at lunch, Simon and Luella met with another friend, Larry, about the Science Club fundraiser.
This t-shirt thing is a great idea. I've collected $110 in orders.
I've collected
$85. How about you, Simon? Hello, Earth to Simon, Earth to Simon.
Huh?
Man, what planet are you on?
We're talking about the t-shirts for the science club.
Yeah, how many have you sold?
None.
None? Simon, these things practically sell themselves. How could you sell none?
I've just been kind of busy lately, that's all. I want some more milk. You guys want anything?
Not me.
Me neither.
Okay.
Man, he is really out of it.
I know. I'm kind of worried about him.
You know Simon. Probably stayed up too late hitting the books. Hey, Luella, you got a pencil? I want to make sure I added this up right.
Wait a sec. No, I don't.
Maybe Simon has one in his backpack.
Hey, don't go through his stuff.
It's all right. We go through each other's stuff all the time. Well, well, well. What do we have here?
It's that chicken.
Hey, what are you doing?
You brought your toy chicken to school, Simon?
Have you ever heard of privacy, Larry?
Oh, you want us to leave you alone so you can rock him to sleep?
Har har, very funny. It isn't mine. I'm just keeping it for a friend.
Yeah, right. Sure you are.
I am. Look, just because you've never done anybody any favors...
Ooh, touchy, touchy. Don't worry, Simon. You can play with your chicken all you want to. I won't tell. What a joke.
What?
I'm just waiting.
For what?
For your explanation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. I thought you weren't gonna have anything to do with that thing.
It's a chicken. His name is Henny. And I never said that.
Weird.
Oh, right. So it's a little weird.
It's a lot weird. And what's even more weird is that you thought you had to hide it from me and then lie about it to Larry.
I didn't lie.
Then why don't you give it back to Russell? He's right over there.
I like the chicken, okay? Is that a crime?
Why are you acting so guilty?
Because you're making a big deal out of nothing. And I'm not acting guilty. Look, we better get to class.
Yeah, sure.
Luella, it's just a toy chicken, okay?
Okay. I'll see you after school, all right?
Yeah. Bye. See what you did, Henny? You got me into trouble. I knew I shouldn't have brought you.
I like you.
Yeah, yeah.
But the next morning, when Simon stopped for his morning pick-me-up from Henny, things were a bit different.
Take me with you.
After what happened yesterday? I don't think so. You better stay here.
Take me with you.
I can't, Henny, but I'll be home before you know it. Come on now, one last joke to get me through the day. Hey, you didn't say anything. Henny, what's going on? Oh no, Henny, did I break you? Please talk again, please. I need you to talk again. I'm begging you, please talk. Oh, please, please.
Take me with you.
Okay, I will. I'll hide you better or something, but don't scare me like that.
I like you. Let's be best friends.
Okay, okay. Just don't stop talking.
And so, Simon took Henny with him to school every day after that. Before Simon realized it, he was depending on Henny to help him escape from the stress and tension of the day. Soon he was spending every spare moment with Henny. This change in behavior didn't go unnoticed by Simon's friends. And after school one day, Larry approached him about it.
Hey, Simon, wait up.
Hi, Larry.
A bunch of us are going to go down to the soda shop. You want to come?
I don't think so. Thanks.
Something wrong?
Wrong? No. Why?
Well, you haven't been around much lately. You don't eat lunch or hang out with us anymore.
I just want to be alone. That's all.
Alone? You're practically a hermit now. Why don't you come?
I don't want to.
You'll have fun. You know you always do. What's so important that you have to rush off?
Nothing. None of your business. Look, I said I don't want to go, so just drop it, all right?
All right, all right. I don't know what your problem is, Simon, but it used to be a lot more fun.
I don't have a problem. I just want to be left alone.
Don't worry. You want to be alone? Fine, you got it.
Larry! Henny, you and I need to have a little talk. Okay, Henny, here's the scoop. I realized today for the first time just how much you've taken over my life. And it's time I did something about it.
Let's be best friends.
You caused me to lose a friend today. A real friend. And I don't like it.
I like you.
Yeah? Well, let's see how you like this. I'm going to the soda shop, and you're staying right here in the treehouse. In fact, you're staying here from now on. See ya.
Please don't leave me, Simon.
What did you say?
Please don't leave me, Simon. I need you.
I can't believe this. Henny, not only did you say my name, you did it without your string being pulled. How did you do that?
I've always been able to do it. It's just that up till now, you weren't ready for it.
This is incredible. I've got to tell somebody.
No, don't. They won't understand. They all hate me.
Who hates you?
Everyone.
Not Russell.
Oh, yeah? I tried talking to him before, but he doesn't want to listen. He can't understand a special friendship like ours. And we do have a special friendship, don't we, Simon?
Of course we do.
You said I make you feel good, right?
Yes, you do.
Have any of your other friends made you laugh like I have?
No. Look, I'm very glad that you're alive.
I can only come to life for people like you who accept me. And even then, it may be only for a short while.
Short? Why?
I don't know. Berg! I can feel myself starting to change back already. Berg!
No, you can't. What can I do to help keep you alive?
You need to give me kindness and understanding.
I will.
And I could show you some new clothes.
New clothes?
Sure.
But you're a chicken.
So? Just because I'm a chicken doesn't mean I don't like to dress well. I mean, look at me. I'm filthy.
You're right. I'm sorry, Henny. I haven't been taking very good care of you, have I?
It's all right.
No, it isn't. And I'm gonna make it up to you right now. Come on. We're going shopping.
And so, forgetting all about the soda shop, Simon took Henny to the toy store. Simon spent every penny he had, including all the money in his savings account, buying clothes for Henny, and they had a wonderful time. But the next day, Henny was unhappy again.
What's wrong now, Henny?
Nothing. It's just that you said you were happy I'm alive.
I am.
Then why won't you buy me any shoes?
Shoes? You wear shoes?
Of course I do. You expect me to dress up in new clothes but not wear shoes? What kind of barbarian are you?
Well, I'd love to get some for you, but I don't have any more money.
I understand. You want me to freeze up again. Rah! Rah!
No!
Then try. What are you waiting for, an engraved invitation?
All right.
A loan? You want me to loan you some money?
Please, I really need it. It's an emergency.
Well, all I have is $5.
I'll take it. Thanks, Luella. You're a real pal. I'll pay you back as soon as I can.
Only one pair of shoes? That's all you got?
It's all I could get, Henny. Don't you understand? I've gotten all the money I can get. There's no more.
I know where there's some more. Almost $200.
Where?
The Science Club Treasury.
The t-shirt money? I can't borrow from that.
Who said anything about borrowing?
I can't just take it. That's stealing.
I thought you were my friend. I thought we had something special. But you want me to freeze up again.
No, I don't. But...
It's starting. I can feel it. No more talk.
No. Don't freeze up. Please, I need you, Henny. Please.
Then get that money.
All right. I'll get the money.
Mr. Deerdorf?
Luella, you're still here? The bell rang 15 minutes ago.
I know. I have some more t-shirt orders. I was wondering if I could put them in the cash box.
But of course. I locked the cash box up in the metal supply cabinet in the back room.
You aren't coming in?
Oh, I think you can handle it by yourself. I have to take these boxes downstairs to my car.
Sure, you trust me?
Here's the key. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Back room. Now the metal cabinet.
Hello, Luella.
Simon, you scared me. What are you doing here?
I need that key.
Why? Do you have some orders?
No, but I'm in a bind. A real bind. So just don't ask and hand it over.
Why? What kind of bind, Simon? Why do you need this key?
Why do you think?
Simon, You want to steal the t-shirt money? But why? Why would you do such a thing?
None of your business. Now hand over the key.
No, not until you tell me why.
What are you waiting for, Simon? You're bigger than she is. Just take the key from her.
That's the chicken.
The name's Henny, sweetheart.
But how can you be talking to me?
Because he's no ordinary chicken, Luella. Now can you understand?
Who cares if she understands? We're wasting time. Get the key.
But what if she won't give it to me?
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Simon. Now do it!
Give it to me, Luella.
No, no way. I'm walking out of here, Simon. And you'd better, too. We can get you help.
No, Luella.
Simon, get out of my way.
Not until you give me the key.
No way.
I need that money for Henny.
No!
Give me the key!
Ow. You hurt me.
Luella!
Are you happy now, Simon? Is this what you want?
Luella, I didn't
mean
to...
Don't you realize what's happening? You've lied. You've cheated. You're trying to steal. And now you've hurt me. And all for a toy chicken.
What have I done? Oh, Luella. Luella, I'm so sorry.
Never mind her. Get the key.
This is all your fault, Henny.
Simon? Simon, what are you doing?
What I should have done a long time ago.
Simon, put me down. I'm freezing up. I won't be able to talk anymore.
Good.
But I thought we were friends. I need you, Simon.
Well, I don't need you. Goodbye, Henny.
No, Simon. No, no.
Simon?
Luella, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. What happened to Henny?
He landed in a garbage truck. He's in the trash where he belongs. He'll never bother anybody again.
Okay, Charlie, the truck's empty. Move it out.
Hello, what have we here?
My name is Henny. Let's be friends.
Hey, you're even better than the one I got at home. All right, Henny, let's be friends.
Now, you may think that our story is a bit far-fetched. After all, we all know that a toy chicken can't really make people do bad things. But instead of Henny, what if the toy's name was drugs? They can and do make people behave badly, because they can turn into addictions. They make demands, always wanting more and more, giving nothing back in return but lies and heartache. They make you their slave. And like we heard from 1 Corinthians 6:12 at the beginning of the story, we don't want to be a slave to anything. So if someone ever offers you drugs, we hope you'll remember our little story. Because when you stop and think about it, getting started on drugs is just about as silly as listening to a talking chicken.
And that's our program. Our cast included Sam Johnson, Lucy Cunningham Schultz, Rusty Gordon, Lawrence Hodges, Eugene Meltzner, and Felonious Boce. For everybody here at Kids Radio,
this is Connie Kendall. See you next time.
In 1 Corinthians 6:19, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you?" Our bodies are wonderful gifts from God. If we abuse them with drugs or other bad things, we're hurting that gift. And more importantly, we're making God very unhappy. You know, it's much better to live as Paul wrote in verse 20. "Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's." And just remember, taking drugs is even sillier than being controlled by a toy chicken. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. The Twilight Zone was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.